Ambassador Ray says all the time he lived in Zimbabwe, he saw a side of the country that has not been exposed to the greater world. He says there are many things to talk about in Zimbabwe than what people see on television and read in the newspapers.
Zimbabwe has the potential to be one of the premier countries on the African continent because of the education of its citizens, the fact that it's blessed with abundant resources, has a fairly well-developed infrastructure that needs some work. So, I don't know, I was a bit disappointed that things didn't go better. People who've never been there and just go, just base their opinion of it on the news are missing. Zimbabwe has beautiful scenery, a lot of interesting wildlife. It has, when I was there, I think I counted something like 50 working golf courses that are quite playable. No, I don't regret it, and yes, I would go back. And Victoria Falls, I mean, everyone should go to Victoria Falls at least once in their lifetime.
Ambassador Ray used to interact with members of the Mugabe administration to discuss issues of governance, human rights, and at times threats to his life.
Oh, did I ever? I mean, it was a mixed bag. There were many in Mugabe's party, ZANU-PF, that I knew and I got along with actually quite well. There were others who took the hardline approach and were, you might say, constantly nagging me. So it was both good and bad.
On sanctions imposed on some members of the ruling party, Ambassador Ray stresses that there are no restrictive measures that were targeted on Zimbabwe. He explains how the sanctions were supposed to work.
First of all, I mean, the sanctions, there are no sanctions against Zimbabwe except the Zimbabwe Democracy and Economic Rehabilitation Act, which prohibits the U.S. representatives at the international financial institutions from voting for new loans to Zimbabwe. The administrative sanctions are actually against a few companies and individuals, around 200 or so. I realize that especially because some of the companies that are sanctioned are banks, this does have a negative impact on people. But one of the things I tried to do was make clear what the sanctions are in the first instance. They're not, Zimbabwe is not sanctioned. Certain Zimbabweans are subject to administrative sanctions.
Ambassador Ray came in after the 2008 elections, which MDC, led by the late Morgan Tsvangirai, had allegedly won, but had been denied the opportunity to run the government. He says the decision by MDC to agree to the offer of going into a coalition government was the best at that time for the country and for the people of Zimbabwe.
Well, I mean, it certainly offered the opportunity to change the political dynamics, to create a political system that was more inclusive. I don't think that it actually worked the way it could have. I mean, it did not create a more inclusive political environment, unfortunately. But I think the opposition or the MDC made the right choice to go into government. I think that the odds were stacked against them, but they did relatively well in that role.
Asked whether the USA government played a role in the negotiations between ZANU-PF and MDC over the formation of the coalition government, he says he was not involved since this happened before his time, but found no reason why the U.S. government would involve itself in that process, as there were other players and interested parties who had more reason to do that.
To my knowledge, I don't know. I mean, at the time that was done, I was not in the State Department. I was working in the Pentagon on other issues, and so I'm not privy to the negotiations that led to the coalition government. I would assume that we didn't play an active role. My understanding is that it was basically SADC in South Africa who played the lead role, and of course, outside the Africa region, the European Union has a much larger stake, and the UK have much larger stakes in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe than the U.S. does.
In November 2017, then-President Robert Mugabe was forced to resign by the military and ZANU-PF members linked to current President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Quoting from his book, Lessons I Learned from My Grandmother About Leadership, Ambassador Ray simply says people should take responsibility of their actions.
That's a hard one to answer. I mean, strictly speaking, my view as a former career military person is the military should not involve itself in politics. The situation in Zimbabwe is unique. In fact, I was telling someone recently when we talked about the non-coup in Zimbabwe or the non-coup. I think in terms of whether the military acted rightly or wrongly, or if they did the wrong thing for the right reason, is something that the Zimbabweans and the Zimbabwean courts should be left to decide. And trying to, as an outsider, for me to say, oh, the military shouldn't have done that, well, then should they have just stood aside and allowed the man to completely destroy the country? You know, that's one of those philosophical questions that we could talk for months and never really come to a conclusion on. You know, we find ourselves as individuals often in a situation where in order for the greater good we might have to do something bad. I think the key, or as I was taught by my grandmother, said, you do what you feel you must do, and then be prepared to accept the consequences for it. As if you're familiar with the U.S. civil rights movement, Martin Luther King basically believed that if a law was unjust, then you had a moral obligation to disobey it, but you also had a moral obligation to accept the punishment for disobeying it.
Ambassador Ray is expected to speak as a witness at the Committee on Foreign Affairs subcommittee hearing on Zimbabwe after Mugabe on Wednesday in Washington, D.C., where he will talk about his experiences with Zimbabwe during his time as ambassador. Reporting for VOA Zimbabwe Service in Washington, D.C., I'm Evans Zeninga.